Hospitals are bracing because today Medicare will begin fining them for readmitting patients for preventable complications, and the fines cover care all the way back through 2008. Some 2,200 hospitals, about two-thirds of the facilities that serve Medicare patients, will be hit with these fines. The so-called readmission penalty, which covers patients readmitted within 30 days, was part of President Obama's Affordable Care Law. It's an effort to lower costs, improve care, and change this statistic. Nearly one in five Medicare patients returns to the hospital within a month of discharge. Lena Sun has been following all of this for The Washington Post. And so, Lena, just to confirm this, the policy applies going forward, but hospitals are also getting fined today because Medicare has taken a look back at their records from, what, 2008 to today?
Yes, they've looked at their readmission rates. Their penalties are based on the frequency that these patients for heart failure, heart attack, and pneumonia were readmitted to any hospital, not the same hospital, any hospital, within 30 days between July 2008 and June 2011. And the other thing that people have to remember is patients don't even have to be rehospitalized for the same condition.
And we know some hospitals complained about this, that they're not responsible for the health care of, let's say, lower-income Medicare patients who maybe just aren't taking care of themselves as much. So how did Medicare rationalize this, that hospitals would be penalized?
Well, part of it is, you know, hospitals right now are paid per admission. They're not paid to keep you out of the hospital. And so a lot of times the handoff is very bad. The patient doesn't get very good information about what their disease is or how to take care of themselves. And if you think about it, everybody you know who's been in a hospital, they're in hospital, they're sleep deprived, they're on pain medication. They're not listening to what the nurse is reading through them in 10 minutes. The hospital doesn't send records to the doctors. Your doctors don't know that you've been in the hospital. So your care, you know, after you leave the hospital, you're not getting very good care. You're not recovering. And boom, you end up back in the hospital.
So this is said to force hospitals to be better with their discharge, maybe better with their follow-up care. Can we see a change in the discharge and readmittance?
Yes. Hospitals are, they knew this was coming because it's part of the health care law. Some hospitals have actually taken steps because they don't want this bad publicity. In the past, nobody really paid attention because there was no incentive to make sure that you stayed out of the hospital. So now they want to do that, and many hospitals have hired transition coaches, managers to make sure that people understand what they're supposed to do. Other hospitals have set up clinics where if you can't get an appointment with your regular doctor, the hospital will see you, so you get in and get a follow-up within 7 days, and you don't wind up back in the hospital.
But you heard, and you know, we heard it when the law was being written, we heard that hospitals were concerned that they're being held responsible for things that they can't control. Teaching hospitals, for instance, in big cities, concerned that, you know, in lower-income areas, socioeconomic backgrounds weren't taken into effect in setting up these fines. You know, the idea that some people have fewer resources. You write about low-income area teaching hospitals that have had success, that disprove that concern.
Well, there were safety net hospitals in the Washington area. In fact, there is one safety net hospital. It's not a teaching hospital, but it's one of the most financially struggling, hard-pressed, and it had one of the lowest penalty rates. Elsewhere in the country, safety net hospitals have managed to escape any penalties. So it sort of disproves that theory to a point. You know, federal regulators would say that they don't think there should be a separate standard, a lower quality standard for hospitals that treat a lot of poor people. They don't think that would be fair.
Yeah. So will people feel a difference, Medicare patients, when they go to the hospital today?
You know, I don't know if they'll feel a difference, but I think the hospital executives are certainly trying to do things to make sure that when you leave the hospital, you're going to get better care. And I think many people will think, well, gee, why didn't they do that sooner? It would be better for everybody.
Well, and I want to ask you that. Hospitals are bracing for these big fines. On the other hand, are they cutting costs?
The ones that I've talked to said that they will not. They're going to absorb these costs. And you should know that this is one of the sticks that Medicare is using. Medicare is the single largest payer of hospital services, so they have a lot of financial clout. They also are putting in place programs that also start today that have carrots where hospitals can get rewards if they do a good job and they improve.
Lena Sun of The Washington Post, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. Be back in 30 seconds, here and now.